This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. So we're going to focus today on a Mishnah, a short Mishnah, in Maseret Erechin. And this is 705 in the series dedicated to Mr. Henry Salem, Alav HaShalom. And I'd like to dedicate this shiur lechvod my new grandson, Yaakov Elnadav, Yishmeu Ha'el. So we know that in the Beit HaMikdash, there was a lot of music, a lot of singing. They strictly sang the songs of David HaMelech. And we're going to see today that there was even some say, according to some opinions, non-Jews, or not 100% Jews, playing flutes at the event. So this is an Erchin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet, who played flute in the orchestra of the Beit HaMikdash. So this is a machloka. According to Rabbi Meir, V'avdei HaKohanim Hayu, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that even servants, Avadim Kenanim of the Kehanim, were able to play flute. Which is a big chidush, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Hananya are going to argue. Rabbi Yossi says, Mishpachot Beit HaPigarim Beit Safariya. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they were regular Yidden that blew the flute. They were gifted and talented. They were from the families of Pigarim and Safariya. And they were from the city Ma'om. There was some place called Ma'om in Israel, I guess. Hayumasin Likuna. And these families of Pigarim and Safariya would even marry into Kuna. So they weren't Avanim Kenanim. They were talented, and that was their skill. Rabbi Hananya ben Antignos Omer Leviim Hayu. Rabbi Hananya, the son of Antignos, holds that these flute players were actually Leviim. And we know Levi, Sheva Levi, are very gifted singers. So it's fascinating that that music was sang in the Beit HaMikdash, because sometimes you can express yourself to Hashem in words, but sometimes a niggin is the next level. I know myself, we used to go to our Rebbe on Friday nights, and we used to sing, and there were times that there was no words to the song. It was just like a niggin, a gishmak, a niggin. And I still remember the niggin today, and I still remember how tears were streaming out of my eyes just from sheer inspiration from this emotional niggin. Wow. I'd love to sing a few. Okay, so that's a simple Mishnah from Maseret Erechin. Keep shtagging, should be a zechut. And have yourself a goal every day, how much you must learn, and have a good Kabbalah Shtiyah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.